application for Mary Bracken, B-R-A-C-K-E-N, September 11, 1940, addresses a letter to Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G-P-A, 866-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Boring, consultation Mrs. Bracken with abnormal kidney function, long-term history of diabetes, hypertension at least for 20 years, has also heart abnormalities, followed with cardiology, Dr. Marouf, M-A-R-O-U-F, advice on salt and fluid restriction, trying to lose some weight from 175 to 170, says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or esophageal reflux, has chronic nocturia 2-3 times and minor incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, stable edema without ulcerations, apparently symptoms of claudication, although stable over time, no discolor of the toes or ulcers, denied chest pain, palpitations, or syncope, does have dyspnea from COPD, has not been using any oxygen, question using oxygen at home, clear yellow sputum without blood, denies orthopnea PND, denies sleep apnea, denies skin rash bruises, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums, other review system negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, both more than 20 years. Coronary artery disease, she thinks 2 or 3 stents in the past, no heart attack. She's not aware of arrhythmia, congestive heart failure, she's not aware of arrhythmia, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or pacemaker. Question congestive heart failure. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke. Does have peripheral vascular disease. No procedures has been done. Supposed to follow with Dr. Constantino. Known to have bilateral carotid artery disease. Denies kidney stones, gout. Denies chronic liver disease. Remote history of pneumonia. Prevalence of osteoporosis. Has also iron deficiency anemia, followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Atrial fibrillation, question mark. Next paragraph, surgeries including benign breast biopsy, right and left, coronary artery disease, 2 or 3 stents, that was done, spectrum in Grand Rapids, tonsils, adenoids, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, benign condition, colonoscopy, benign polyps. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, half a pack per day for 20 years, discontinued 1991, no alcohol abuse or drugs, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include hydralazine, nitrates, diltiazem, losartan, metoprolol, Lasix, amlodipine. On diabetes, Invokana, I-N-V-O-K-A-N-A, Plavix, iron pills, insulin, short-acting every meal, Treciva, T-R-E-S-I-V-A, once a day long-acting insulin, Pleto, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, nebulizers, Protanix, Singulair, Lipitor, Pro-Air, hydroxyzine, thyroid replacement. I want to clarify that Invokana was removed and now it started on Farxiga. She takes also antiviral medication, Valcyclovir, V-S in Victor, A-L-T-Y-C-L-O-V-I-R. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 170, 170, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 166-60. on the left 180, excuse me, on the left, on the right 180, 70. Alert Orientation 3, no gross respiratory distress, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, no localized valvulitis, some kyphosis, regular breathing, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, no palpable liver, spleen, masses or ascites. There is 2+ to 3+ edema below the knees bilateral. I don't see gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine has been from August 2021, 1.5, October that year, 1.6, 1.7, February 2022, 1.7, and the most recent number, August, 1.8, October this year, 1.5 for a GFR of 33, stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, a normal albumin calcium, minor increase of fat for 4.6 and PTH at 143, anemia 12.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCB at 94, 1+ of protein in the urine without blood, no 5 to 10 white blood cells, trace bacteria, liver function test has been not elevated. Normal levels of folic acid, B12 low normal, ferritin has been low, 30s and 40s with a saturation in the 17, lower 20s percentage, normal thyroid, an echocardiogram from December 2020, normal ejection fraction, otherwise minor other abnormalities, a kidney ultrasound, August this year, 10.5 right, 10.3 left, simple seats bilateral, no obstruction, stone or masses. They did not do a post-void bladder Valium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears stable over the last couple of years, stage 3 to 4. Likely underlying hypertension, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis, predominant systolic, normal diastolic, patient has previously documented atherosclerosis, apparently neck arteries, lower extremity arteries, and coronary arteries. Hypertension and atherosclerosis high in the differential diagnosis, minimal proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. No gross activity for blood to suggest glomerulonephritis, vasculitis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Monitor chemistries over time. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. No indication for dialysis. Anemia, mostly related to iron deficiency, followed with Dr. Sahai, to some extent from advanced renal failure. Background of also probably diabetes, a component of a diabetic nephropathy. No evidence of exacerbation of diastolic type congestive heart failure. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. Monitor chemistry, center of dictation,